Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com. Hello, hello, how are you? This is Craig Beck, aka the Stop Drinking Expert and the author of Alcohol Lied to Me. And welcome into the Happy Sober podcast, where we help people to escape the loop of problem drinking. If you are new to the channel, please hit the like button, give me a thumbs up and subscribe so you get updates on when the new stuff comes out. And if you are genuinely worried about your drinking, don't sit on the fence about this doing nothing, because nothing happens until something moves, as the old saying goes. So get a copy of my book free of charge from the website stopdrinkingexpert.com right now. So here's a big question for you today. If we all know that alcohol is horribly dangerous and terrible for us, why do we drink it? And it might seem like a silly question, but it's actually probably quite a lot deeper than it first appears. And I got an email from Kevin I want to share with you about that. And I kind of get where Kevin's coming from here, because to me, I've never smoked. Well, that's a lie. I smoked for about 2 weeks at school, just to join in with the crowd. Never really inhaled it properly, I don't think. Never got addicted. And I've seen a lot of my family die from cigarette smoking. Pretty much all of my grandparents died from cigarette smoking. And so when I see people smoking, I think, why are you doing that? That's ridiculous. That's just insane. So I get where Kevin's coming from. So let's take a look at his email and see what he says. Hey, Craig, I'm not sure if you're still answering your email. Yeah, sorry, it's taken me a while, Kevin. But I leave all these in my inbox until I do get around to them. So I'm sorry if there's a delay. But I have a thought and a question. By the way, I'm 53, stopped drinking altogether just over 3 years ago, and I'm doing great. My health has improved and my career has blossomed. Fantastic. You often talk about alcohol having no benefits at all. If this were true, then why do so many people drink? What worked for me was to acknowledge there is a small benefit, but only short term, in terms of helping me to relax in social gatherings and giving my mind and stress levels a break. I realized that the drawbacks of drinking far outweigh any short-term benefits. I look at quitting drinking like an investment in my future, mental and physical health, just like saving a little or for retirement. Now is a little painful, but pays off in the future exponentially. Does this strategy make sense to you? Would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks, Kevin. It makes perfect sense, Kevin. So let's talk about that. And what you've done there, Kevin, is you've intellectualized the process, which most people don't do. And that doesn't mean they're not capable of doing it. It's just that they choose not to. You know, people who are drinking alcohol don't like Facebook stories that highlight the harms of alcohol. They like the stories that spin the narrative that red wine's good for your heart and whiskey helps you deal with depression and all this other garbage that the marketing companies churn out. They like those comments and they share those and they comment on them. Anything they see that doesn't fit with what they're doing, they either ignore it, they mute it, they hide it, or they report it. And the reason for that is purely down to confirmation bias. And that is, as human beings, all we want to hear is an echo chamber. We want to hear our beliefs echoed back to us infinitum. That's what we want. That's what makes us comfortable. And remember, all human behavior is motivated by two primary factors: the need to gain pleasure and avoid pain. But we will do much more to avoid pain than we will do to gain pleasure. So when something comes up that doesn't sit with our belief structure, whether that's about alcohol or religion or politics, we dismiss it as garbage. That's nonsense. That's rubbish. The person who wrote it is an idiot. Delete, mute, block. So it takes a kind of awakening, Kevin, where you get to the point where you say, all right, I'm going to look at this thing in my life impartially. I'm genuinely going to look at the good and the bad. And that's what you did. And that's probably because alcohol started to give you more pain than it did pleasure. And you got to that tipping point where you said, right, okay, something's got to change. Now, many people, the vast majority of people, never get to that point because they keep, you know, brushing the problems under the rug, under the carpet, and hoping that it will go away. But as we know, problems with alcohol never just go away. They don't just suddenly get better. They always get worse. It is the nature of the drug because it is like quicksand. So, you know, in your email there, you say you often talk about alcohol having no benefit at all. If this were true, which it kind of is, Kevin, I'll explain why, then why do so many people drink? And you went, you said you kind of worked out that there is a small benefit, but only in the short term. And I think we're kind of drilling down into the nitty gritty here now, Kevin. If something is only a benefit temporarily and it leads to much bigger problems later, can you even really label it as a benefit? You know, it doesn't feel right to me. If this benefit then leads to disastrous consequences, how can you really claim that it's a benefit? And, you know, you ask the question, if there are no benefits, only short-term temporary things that turn into much bigger problems, why do people drink? Well, you know, why do people go to loan sharks? That doesn't make any sense either, does it? You're in heavily in debt. You can't make ends meet. You go to a loan shark. Now, you know, logically, you understand that that's only going to lead to a bigger problem down the road. But if people didn't use loan sharks, they wouldn't exist. They wouldn't be out there. You wouldn't have these payday lenders advertising on TV and radio. And when you look into the fine print, it says APY 32,000%. Yeah, we'll lend you $100. You got to pay us back $400 next month, though. People, you know, if they were thinking logically, would not use these services. And yet there are thousands of these companies out there making millions of dollars out of very vulnerable and desperate people. And so the same applies to alcohol. Is if you continue to live in tunnel vision world, if you never broaden your horizon, if you never broaden your view of your life and take a long-term view of this, then it's very easy to stay trapped in that circle of believing that there is a benefit to drinking. Because in the short term, if you're not considering anything else, then sure, yeah, there's a benefit. Helps you relax, helps you get to sleep, helps you forget that you're in an abusive relationship, helps you deal with loneliness, helps. But the flip side of that is much more of the thing you're trying to get away from. If you're drinking to escape loneliness, alcohol will make you massively more lonely in the long run. If you are drinking because of your anxiety, alcohol will make you massively more anxious in the long run. And you can say that about anything that you choose to label as a short-term benefit. So that's the reason, Kevin. The reason is that people don't ever broaden their view of what they're doing. Mainly because they're struggling, they're in pain. And, you know, going back to that premise that we do everything to avoid pain and gain pleasure, sometimes people are in tough situations in their life and they're at breaking point. And they say, I don't want to hear any more bad news. I don't want to hear that the thing that I believe is my only escape is also killing me. And so they stick their fingers in their ears and they go, la, 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 and they don't want to listen. And that's what most people do all the way through their life until alcohol eventually kills them. And unfortunately, it would be nice if this wasn't the case, that 3 million people every year die because of alcohol. 3 million. And, you know, we think about heroin and cocaine and meth being the really evil drugs. They're killing a fraction of that number, you know? Alcohol's just an absolute serial killer. And yet, we sell it in Walmart. We sell it in Sainsbury's. We sell it in petrols. You know, in the UK, in petrol stations, in gas stations, you can buy a bottle of vodka when you go and pay for your fuel. I mean, it's just nuts. But that's the world we live in. So listen, Kevin, I just want to finish off today by saying congratulations. 3 years is amazing. And congratulations on and zooming out and taking a real logical, objective view of your life. You did a fantastic thing. And your family will thank you for years to come, I am sure. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, if there's a topic you want me to cover in the Happy Sober podcast, email me. I will get around to it eventually. Craig@craigbeck.com. Thank you so much. Don't forget, if you're worried, do something. Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com